Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Emmanuel. Tell your neighbor, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. You may have your seat. Viewers all over the world, thank you for being part of today's broadcast. As you listen to this message, I pray the Lord will give you a hearing heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone that has never been disappointed by somebody in life? Think about this. Is there anyone that has never been disappointed by somebody in life? Right from our tender age, one of the great lessons life itself teaches us is that many people give their word, but we cannot rely on what they say. After we get burned a few times, after we get disappointed a few times, we begin to feel that we cannot trust anybody. Ask any great businessman or businesswoman, and they will tell you that great businesses do not happen without trust. But your greatest mistake will happen because of quick trust. Great businesses do not happen without trust, but your greatest mistakes will happen because of quick trust. Therefore, anytime you look for a friend, anytime you look for a partner, or any kind of relationship, don't be too quick to trust them, because we are in a danger zone where everyone lies to his neighbor. Tell your neighbor, we are in a danger zone where everyone lies to his neighbor. Yes, we are in a danger zone where everyone is dishonest. We are in a danger zone where everyone is trying to reap where they have not sown. And this will bring me to the title of today's message: Love Everyone, Trust Only God. Let somebody say, love everyone, trust only God. Hallelujah. Our proof text shall be taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 2. And verses 23-25. The Gospel of John, chapter 2, and verses 23-25. Are you there? I read. Now, while Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the miraculous signs he was doing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, love everyone. Trust only God. Yes. Going by the scripture we have just read, we can see that right from the beginning of Jesus' ministry, many people believed in him. But there is something I want you to take note of. There is something I want you to take note of. Verse 24 says, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all men. In other words, Jesus did not trust them Because the Savior of the world knew that whether the world laughs or frowns at you, it is an enemy. Tell your neighbor, whether the world laughs or frowns at you, always remember that it is an enemy. Yes. Remember that the same people who were praising Jesus were the ones who later crucified him. The same people who were praising Jesus were the ones who later crucified him. This is why in Psalms 12, verse 2, the Bible says, everyone lies to his neighbor. Their flattering lips speak with deception. This means we are in a danger zone where everyone lies to his neighbor. If everyone lies to his neighbor, then who can we believe? No one. Only God. That is why I said, love everyone. Trust only God. Amen. Now, let us look at the statement, love everyone. What does this mean? Let us turn our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, and verses 43 to 44. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 44. It says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Hallelujah. Here, Jesus Christ instructs us to love our enemies. I'm sure that some of us, we don't like to hear that. Jesus said, love your enemies. But I'm sure some of us, we don't want to hear that. But as children of the Most High God, if you say you trust in Him, you should be ready to go to pleasant and unpleasant places and to obey pleasant and unpleasant instructions. The instruction, love your enemies, shows us that the love Jesus preached was in a unique and advanced form. The love Jesus preached was in a unique and advanced form. Let me tell you something. In any community, there is a standard of doing things. Any new or advanced form that tends to be different from the former is bound to be resisted or rejected. I repeat, any new or advanced form that tends to be different from the former is bound to be resisted or rejected. Many times, Jesus Christ found himself where people rejected him because of his ideology. Even in his hometown, he was rejected because he was preaching a new love. That is, their own idea of love was limited, while his new idea of love was unlimited. Their own idea of love was limited, while his new idea of love was unlimited. It is true that Jesus said, love your enemies, but that does not mean we should trust them. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it is true that Jesus said, love your enemies, but that does not mean But we should trust them. Amen. Never forget that in this life, there are four categories of people around us. Those who add, those who subtract, those who divide, and those who multiply our lives. Every relationship will affect your life for good or bad. Every relationship will affect your life for good or bad. Some relationships increase our strength, while some relationships decrease our strength. In the same way, some relationships increase our weakness, while some relationships decrease our weakness. Who are the people around you? Are the people around you adding to and multiplying your life, or subtracting from and dividing it? Remember that you cannot succeed alone. Tell your neighbor, you cannot succeed alone. Yes. We need good, inspired, and informed people to succeed in life. We need good, inspired, and informed people to succeed in life. Jesus Christ knew this. That was why he had 12 disciples. Those who add to and multiply in your life are those who are led by God each day. Those who are adding to and multiplying your life are those who are led by God each day. Therefore, be sure that those in whom you trust are led by God each day. Tell your neighbor, be sure. Be sure that those in whom you trust are led by God each day. When you trust them, you trust God. Hallelujah. When we say we trust God, it does not mean that doubt will not come. Just as trouble does not require any invitation before it comes, so also doubt. Many people in the Bible, some we regard as pillars of faith, had some doubts as well. Many people in the Bible. It is not that they had less faith, but their faith was challenged in a new way. Now, take note of this. God does not mind doubt as long as we are seeking answers from him in the midst of doubt. Tell your neighbor, God does not mind doubt as long as we are seeking answer from him in the midst of doubt. Therefore, allow your doubts to draw you closer to God, not further away from God. Because the greatest thing Satan aims at in tempting good people is to overthrow their position as children of God and to make them feel that God is not there for them. To make them believe that God does not love them. To make them feel that they cannot trust God. Amen. Praise God. This message is telling you today to live your Christian life the same way you began it, by trusting Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor, live your Christian life the same way you began it, by trusting Jesus Christ. Never allow doubts that Jesus does not desire to help you, or Jesus does not have the ability to help you. Never doubt the ability or the desire of God to help you. When you are struggling with doubt, always remember the way and manner God has worked in your life. As you recall God's track record, it will strengthen you and give you a new hope that no matter the situation you are in, it will not impair you, but improve you. In other words, may the Lord bless His word in the midst of your heart and give you the grace to live by it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. At this point, I know everyone here has reconciled themselves. You have reconciled yourself with your Creator. What else again? It is time to receive. So are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? Now we want to stand against the limitation. Many are here since they were born. They have never above a certain level. And when they are about to get to that level or above that level, something will happen. The promise of God, there is no limit. So we want to stand and begin to break that yoke of limitation. You know this is the promise of God for you. You know whom you are, whom you were, and whom you shall be. That yoke of limitation, open your lips and begin to break this yoke of limitation. Break it right now in the name of Jesus.
Mais la langue de Dieu demande d'ouvrir votre bouche, de commencer à
break
briser,
right now in the name of Jesus.
De commencer à
yoke
briser le yoke de la limitation.
Abra sus labios y empiece a quebrantar todo yugo de limitación en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
Let us continue to break the yoke of limitation in our life. Let us continue to pray.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you open your lips. Every power limiting me, lose your grip. Prayer.
Maintenant, ouvre la bouche en disant tout pouvoir me limitant, lâche prise, priez.
Todo poder que me está sujetando, suelta tu garra de mí en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
You know whom you are. You know where you belong. Sometimes you look at yourself and say, I know where I belong. You know where you belong. But there is power limiting you. Open your lips. Begin to break that path.
Ouvrez la bouche.
Break that path.
Brisez ce pouvoir.
Abra sus labios y empieza a quebrantar ese poder que lo está limitando en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by His stripes, it says, the Lord is my strength. Can I complain sickness? When the Lord says, by His stripes we are healed. How can I complain weakness? When the Lord says,
the Lord is my strength. Open your lips right now. Begin to break that limitation. That part limiting you. Prayer.
Continuez de prier toujours. Ouvrez vos lèvres. Commencez à briser ce pouvoir qui vous limite. Priez.
En el nombre de Jesucristo, abra sus labios y empieza a quebrantar todo poder que está limitando su vida. Quebrántelo en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, someone's limitation will be broken today. The Lord said to me, someone's limitation will be broken today. Those nightmares, anytime you are about to get there, in the dream you have this nightmare, you will know. Those bad signs, anytime you are invited for a contract, you know those signs. Are you talking of those negative thoughts that always disturbing you? I say in the name of Jesus, your limitation,
toi limitation,
lose your grip,
lâche prise.
Lose your grip,
lâche prise.
Lose your grip. Limitation. In whichever way it comes to you. Right now, open your lips. Hey, lose your grip. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Lose your grip.
Suelta tu garra.
Lose your grip.
Suelta tu garra.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Lose your grip.
Suelta tu garra.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Lose your grip.
Lâche prise.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
Right now, stretch your hand forward.
Étendez vos mains.
Estrechez sus manos.
The Lord is my strength.
Le Seigneur ma force.
Your limitation.
Toi limitation.
Lose your grip.
Lâche prise.
Lose your grip.
Souhaite tu garder.
Every power.
Tout pouvoir.
Limitez me.
Me limitant.
Every power.
Toda parte.
Limitez me.
Limitando me.
Every power.
Limitándome.
Lose your grip.
Lâche prise.
In the name.
Suelta tu garra.
Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Dis merci, Jésus.
Diga gracias, Jesús.
Things seem impossible are possible now. I say because the Lord said to me, your prayer has answered.
Votre prière est exaucée.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.